Hi, plant friends. Welcome to a little shorty episode, a little year-end episode where we dive into the emotional aspects of the importance of plant care. I cannot believe we're at the end of the year. Honestly, the holidays completely snuck up on me and Billy this year. Didn't even get a tree. I'm not sure how you're feeling, but for me, 2021 has definitely been more of a whirlwind than 2020 was. And I'm getting the sense in a lot of conversations that I'm having with friends and listeners and community members that it almost feels like in 2020, we were all kind of moving through the trauma and shock of our global pandemic. But 2021 was where the shock kind of started to wear off, and we were left to actually reflect and process all of these transitions that we all went through. When I think back on last year and kind of what I feel from a lot of conversations I've been having lately, transition seems to be kind of the word of the moment. We are all literally transitioning into a new year right now, but everybody is transitioning or has transitioned in some form, whether you're transitioning into a new home, whether you're making family transitions, additions or losses, job transitions, so many different seasons of life that people are ebbing and flowing through. And we're all kind of going through it. So as we grow and change and evolve, our plant collections and the way that we approach plant care changes with us. And I think for many of us, this was the first kind of year of transition we all went through and saw how that was reflected in our plant collections. So maybe your collections grew and you doubled down and, you know, our very proud plant collection and plant care is a huge part of your life right now. Maybe your plant collections were reduced due to whatever was going on in your life. Maybe your interests in specific plants changed. Maybe your passion for plants deepened. Or maybe you're even struggling with falling out of love with the hobby. Or life has gotten so crazy busy that you're struggling to figure out how to transition and maintain this hobby while life goes quote unquote back to normal, which we all know is never going to go back to normal, but while the world opens up and schedules get crazier. So no matter what your personal situation is, I just want to say, man, we are all exactly where we need to be. It's so hard to swallow that pill sometimes, but there are lessons to be learned in every season of life and every transition. I personally went through a tremendous year of transition this year, and my plant collection certainly changed as well alongside that and alongside of all the changes that happened in our lives. And honestly, my plant parent personality completely shifted. I definitely went from a mindful plant parent primarily to a primarily low-key, low-maintenance plant parent. You hear that slurping, plant friends? That is me on my dregs of my daily dose of greens, courtesy of today's sponsor, Equilibria. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. I always have loved green juice and greens powders. Obviously, I love plants. I love growing plants. I love eating plants. Plants are good for you. And I have tried most greens powders brands on the market, honestly, at this point. I have to say, I'm really loving the Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens. I might argue it's probably one of the best tasting greens powders I've ever had, and that says a lot because I've tried most of them. The Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens contains an immune antioxidant and detox blend, along with prebiotics, probiotics, and over 35 fruits and veggies. There's no way I'm eating 35 fruits and vegetables throughout the day, but I love that I'm getting little doses and the micronutrients that are in each of the different veggies and fruits, right? Plus, they're certified organic, which I love. A lot of the competitors are not. I just mix one scoop of the greens powder into my water every day, and I'm shocked at how delicious this powder tastes. It's kind of like apple juice. I started back on the greens powder bandwagon because this spring, in this like season of rejuvenation, I'm kind of rejuvenating, doing an overhaul of my health. I've returned to my workout routine. I'm getting in more sleep. I've recommitted to my morning practice, and I've made this Equilibria Nutri-Greens part of that morning practice, drinking the powder in water in the morning. Plus, I love a female-founded company, right? Don't we all? If you want to try this greens powder, Equilibria is hooking you up with 15% off. Head to myeq.com and use code BLOOM for 15% off Equilibria's daily Nutri-Greens and so many other different products on their website. That's myeq.com and use code BLOOM at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. And I was surprised that as I kind of noticed these transitions in my plant collection reduced by half this year. My interest in plants really changed. I found myself gravitating towards the hardier ones. I also found myself finding interests in new aspects of plant care. But it was interesting that in this transition, there were feelings of shame or failure that bubbled up. There was almost a feeling of rigidity to stick with what I used to do. And that in itself can be stressful. And you never want your plant collection to be an added source of stress for you, right? We all have enough stress in our life. So in moving through these transitions and experiencing some stress this year, like many of us have, I found really helpful practices and concepts that helped me ebb, flow, and grow into more joyful moments that I really wanted to share with you today. So today's episode is more similar to our shorter plant side chats that are peppered throughout our episodes. There are no sponsors on today's show, Plant Friends. There are no guests. It's just me talking to you in a highly personal, rather intimate way about how I've been using plants to cope with the stress and overwhelm of these transitions that I've gone through, in the hopes that maybe you might want to use some of them and you might be able to take some of these practices and ideas into your life and grow some more joy in 2022 for yourselves. Because as we have all learned in our plant parenthood journeys, plant care can truly be self-care. And honestly, at the end of this year, in which I have felt like a whirling dervish and completely overwhelmed, I just want to take a moment and pause with you and check in with you as a listener and just have some real moments. So if that's not your jam, if you're here for the, you know, really intense plant care interviews, believe me, we have so many of those coming in 2022. So stay subscribed and stick around. And if it is your jam, kick back and relax for this shorter year-end episode. Welcome to the last episode of 2021 for Bloom and Grow Radio, Plant Friends. Holy moly, I can't believe I just said that.
Bloom and Grow Radio.
Okay, plant friends. So today we are getting still and we are sitting with the concept of transition and we're going to reflect a little bit. I'm going to share some of my favorite planty practices that I used to find moments of joy with my plants when I was feeling overwhelmed with my own transitions in hopes that it's going to help you find some more joy in your lives and in your transitional seasons as well. And if you stick around till the end of the episode, I am going to share a rather large announcement and a sneak peek into a major release for Bloom and Grow next year. I'm only doing this for our podcast listeners. You won't see this announcement on other socials, but I got to be real, plant friends. I feel a very special relationship with this listener community, so I want to bring it to you first. But anyway, before that, let's just pause and reflect. How are you feeling, plant friends? At the end of 2021, how are you feeling? How is your plant collection feeling? What does your plant collection look like? Who are you today as a plant parent compared to who you were as a plant parent in January 2021? This might not be something that you stop and spend a lot of time in your day thinking about, but man, it's been a year. We've had a whole bunch of episodes for Bloom and Grow that I hope you've listened to through January to January of this past year. So who were you as a plant parent January 2021 to who you now are December 2021? Or you might be listening to this in January 2022. Just let that sink in for a minute. I think as we move through so much change and transition, it is so easy to succumb to the whirlwind and the overwhelm that I think so many people have been feeling. But man, sometimes it feels good to stop, pause, ideally with plants around you, and reflect. So once again, third time I'm going to ask you, who are you as a plant parent today compared to who you were in January 2021? Just take a moment, pat yourself on the back, think about the plants that you've added to your collection, think about the things that you've learned, think about the plants that you've lost and the lessons you've learned from them. Now, I know that you can't answer me back through your earbuds right now, the answer to these questions I just asked. So sit and reflect on them, but also I would really love to hear them. So I made a cute little Instagram template that is going to be hosted on my Instagram all week, asking you your reflections on your plant parent journey for 2021 and your intentions for 2022. We did this last year on the Instagram and it was so fun. I'll be resharing all of your posts all week. And it was just a way for our community to kind of show up to the Bloom and Grow Radio Instagram stories and see where everyone is at. It was this beautiful communal experience. So if you want to share your reflections and your intentions, head over to Instagram and fill out that little template. I can't wait to read what you share and repost it. I know that I keep saying this, but there really is just so much power in pausing and reflecting, especially just when it feels like time is going by faster and faster. So let's do that together through these little templates. Let's grow together and not feel so alone. And also along those lines, plant friends, in the spirit of this kind of reflective year-end episode, I just wanted to let you know that I am always interested in hearing from you, whether it's on these Instagram posts or whether after this episode you actually feel inspired to write me an email sharing more details on how you've changed and what you might want and how you need support in continuing to grow as a plant parent. You can private message me in the Garden Party platform. You can email me, but I'm always here for you. And as I build this business, which I'll be honest, has definitely had a bit of a learning curve this year, I have never been more clear about the fact that this listener community, and primarily and, you know, first dibs to the podcast listeners more than my communities that I built on other social media, you guys are my muse for everything that I'm going to build in the coming years with Bloom and Grow. And I just always want to hear from you and I always want your feedback. We go and grow through it together on this podcast through interviews and vulnerable episodes and thought-provoking questions. So anyway, I just wanted to start this episode out by saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this beautiful year that we've had, 2021, a very surprising year, I would say, on my end personally. But man, we had so many amazing interviews. Our listener community grew. Bloom and Grow grew in so many different ways. And I'm just thankful for this community who continues to show up to the podcast, to the other offerings that we have. That I know that there's a growing sea of other podcasts out there. And it means so much to me that you choose to show up and grow alongside me every week. And I'm thankful to you for it. I truly value you. I always want to hear from you, whether it's feedback about the podcast, whether it's ideas for episodes, or whether you just want to say hi, my door is always open. So in the spirit of checking in, I definitely obviously always want to hear from you. And I also feel like I kind of have to own my side of the street, right? So if I want to hear from you and be your advocate, maybe I should be real with you as well. And so I'm going to share a little bit with you guys about what this year has looked like for me. And yeah, I always try and keep Bloom and Grow to be a super positive, uplifting space. And I'm always committed to doing that. But also I know that sometimes it's nice to peel back the curtain and just be real with you guys and let you know that if you've struggled this year with overwhelm and change and in-betweens, I have been right alongside you and slightly alluded to some of the change and transition that I've been going through personally and professionally on the podcast. But yeah, I'm right there alongside you. And although this is a very positive, uplifting space, I just want to let you know transparently that sometimes I do have to fight for that positivity that I promise on the show. And it's a practice. And it's usually a practice that involves plants, which is the inspiration for this episode, because I want to share some of these planty practices that are more self-care inspired than plant care inspired that I've really been leaning on as an anchor in my wellness as I move through a lot of transition. I feel like the last 3 years, the first couple of years for Bloom and Grow plants definitely were just a way to like add joy to my day-to-day life that was rather normal. And this year, you know, when these practices have really been stress tested by an increase in stress, I have just never felt more certain that plants are just simply the answer to leading a happier, more peaceful life. Like that's it. And I know that, you know that. We all have been touched by plants. Our lives have all been improved by plants. And man, that's just never been more clear to me. So a couple of transparent updates for me. Plant friends, like we turned this thing into a business this year. Holy moly. As many of you know, my career as a performer like evaporated in front of my eyes when the pandemic hit in 2020. And over the last 18 months, I've really been able to evaluate how I could turn this part-time passion project of Bloom and Grow into a full-time job where I get to literally show up every day with a mission to help people successfully care for plants and cultivate more joy in your lives. I can't believe it's a real thing. I'm so honored and a bit emotional as I share this with you right now, because man, it's been such a year of growth for Bloom and Grow. We've launched so many things this year, the Garden Party, the Garden Society, another major project I'm going to tell you about later in this episode. But just, you know, letting you guys know that's just been a huge transition for me. There's been significant growing pains of building a business with a degree in opera and, you know, only experience as a performer. There's been a lot of filling in of the blanks behind the scenes as I solidify this business. So I just wanted to say thanks for hanging in there and growing with me. Thank you for proving the concept of this podcast and this show. I might have took on a little too much this year as I grew, maybe one too many launches. And yes, I do know that my ads got way too long in 2021. And so I also just kind of want to honestly just be real with you guys. I learned a lot in 2021 as a podcaster and a business person. And 2022, I'm really excited to implement a lot of things that's going to help streamline our content. I promise our ads will be shorter. I've gotten that feedback from you guys. When you share feedback with me, I take it. I appreciate it. But anyway, all of this behind the scenes work and growth is rooted in this deep-seated inspiration that I get from all of you, which is hearing from you about how plants have changed your lives, knowing what they've done for me, and just committing to helping as many people as possible experience that magic, the magic of plants. It's so special. And I feel truly honored to be able to just be living out this dream of creating this community and helping you all on your plant parent journeys. And once again, you know, you're my muse. So whatever you think that you could use for help in your plant parent journeys, my door is always open to hear. And personally, I'm sure you've picked up on this by now if you've been listening to the podcast, but I've really been going through transition after transition, transitioning my professional job. We moved 2 times, so transitioning our homes. My sweet plants have really taken a hit, going through so many different lighting environments, dealing with all of our crazy wedding planning and replanning, transitioning, and other tremendous loss that I'm going to keep private. But it's been a year of transition personally as well, and lots of growth moments. So the stress levels were high this year, and man, plants were my answer to really keep me balanced and keep me coping. So I want to move into another section of this episode where I want to share with you some planty practices in the self-care plant care realm that really helped me find balance and relieve stress in these significant times of change. What I've learned on this podcast is if I'm going through something, likely my listener community is going through something. So if any of you are in moments of transition and change, feeling overwhelmed, feeling stressed, I really hope that these practices bring a smile to your face. Maybe they'll make you giggle. Maybe they'll just increase a little bit of stillness and presence. But whatever they do, I hope they make you happy. I hope they bring you moments of stillness and joy in 2022. Just know that you are not alone. You are not alone. I'm here with you, growing alongside you, transitioning with you, growing through it as well. Do you have upcoming travel to a different country scheduled, or maybe you have a relative or a friend who speaks a different language that you want to connect with on a deeper level? Why not easily learn a new language with my favorite language learning tool, Rosetta Stone? I recently went to Italy and I brushed up on my Italian by using the Rosetta Stone app for like 20 minutes every morning. It was so easy to use. It was part of my morning practice. It was really fun. And let me tell you, Rosetta Stone works. It brushed me up so good. I was getting around Italy easily speaking Italian after putting those reps in. If you don't already know, Rosetta Stone is the trusted language learning tool available on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone has 30 years of experience, millions of users, and 25 languages offered. It makes language learning so fun, so easy, and so fast. It immerses you in the language, which is the fastest way to learn. So it's an intuitive process with no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. It even coaches you on pronunciation with its true accent feature, which is like basically having a physical trainer for your accent. It's so wild. The desktop and app options make it so easy to do consistently, and it's an amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages forever for any and all trips and language needs in your entire life. So this year I brushed up on my Italian, but next year Billy and I want to go to Japan so we could learn conversational Japanese with it. That's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone has to offer, and right now they're offering 50% off. It's an insane steal. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Growing Joy with Plants listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life, plant friends. It's an insane deal. Redeem 50% off at Rosetta, R-O-S-E-T-T-A, stone.com/today. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because Plant Friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little Plant Parent Personality Quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results. Okay, so here are some planty practices that I used to find moments of joy and stillness and balance in a very crazy year that I hope might help you. Okay, so this is like the biggest thing that's really changed my life. And it started when I started plant care, but it's something that I really needed to double down with this year as I noticed how much I used screens to cope with my overwhelm. So it's a phrase that I call, look at a plant before you look at a screen in the morning. So we as a society are so overstimulated by social media and screens and TikTok and Instagram. And although I love TikTok and I love Instagram, I think that sometimes we don't realize like how addicted we are to these screens. And for many of us, plants are that ability for us to reconnect with nature, right? Reconnect with ourselves, find moments of stillness and screen-free time where we're actually looking at our plants, making sure that we don't overwater them instead of looking at screens. And so a big shift for me that I noticed when I started getting into plant care was I used to have coffee with my phone in the morning and I would scroll Instagram and Facebook, whatever. When I started caring for plants, I would go have coffee with my plants in the morning instead. And I would do all these mindful things like sniffing my basil and observing a leaf unfurl and watching dew drop from a leaf. And it was this really amazing mindful moment. And I found that if you can just take a moment to create space for yourself in the morning before your brain revs up and have that space also be associated with plants, it's this beautiful, cozy, nurturing time for yourself to breathe and just be present with yourself before your day gets away from you. Because how many of us know that the minute we open the calendar, the minute we open the email, the minute we open the phone, like we don't have agency over the day anymore because the calendar is going to run the day, the emails are going to run the day. So giving yourself some really intentional time in the morning to look at a plant before you look at a screen is a really beautiful practice. And it's hard because if you are at all screen addicted like I am, you're going to be itchy and you're going to want to grab your phone in the morning. But there are so many ways that you can kind of help yourself here, you know, using a real alarm clock, like don't use your phone as your alarm clock. Put plants wherever your coffee is or wherever your morning like tea or coffee ritual is. But yeah, figure out a way that you can engage with plants in the morning. I also like keep monsteras by my bedside so I can just like zone out on a monstera leaf as I wake up. But do it. Create some moments of stillness for yourself and agency where you can be present with yourself and present with your plants. And the interaction with the plant is just your sneaky way of kind of interacting with yourself and just allowing your mind to have some stillness. I also love sitting with my plants in the morning and journaling. So I try and sit with my plants in the morning. I leave my phone and I'll either meditate or I'll journal in the morning surrounded by my plants. I write like 3 things I'm thankful for. And then I just kind of like write to myself, like asking, you know, what I need for the day to be successful. But it's been a really beautiful practice. So plant friends, look at a plant before you look at a screen and let me know how you feel after you do it for like 30 days. So if you're not a morning person or if that's not something that works, another thing that I did, I had this one moment in the middle of the year that I've shared about on social media that, you know, I looked around my plant collection and I noticed that like my plants were so unhappy. And I realized that that was kind of a depressive moment for me. I had kind of succumbed to a lot of overwhelm, and I realized through the state of my plants that I was really not doing that great either. So in that moment, the state of my plants kind of shook some reality into me. And I realized that I had really kind of lost touch with my plant care routine because I was doing a lot of that numbing behavior. I was getting on my phone in the morning. I was watching TV in my free time to kind of just numb out. And so in order to kind of reverse that, I knew that I would get too overwhelmed if I was like, I'm going back to my normal plant care routine, which is kind of what I just described to you, sitting with plants, journaling, making my coffee, like having really intentional time in the day. But when that felt too overwhelming, when I was kind of in a depressive episode, it was helpful for me to just commit to engaging with a plant every day. I didn't set really strict parameters for myself. I just committed to having like 5 minutes of uninterrupted plant time every day. And maybe that was just watering plants one day. That was another day when I went through and like pruned a bunch of plants, trimmed back the yellow leaves, you know, that I had kind of let just sit by the wayside for a while. But just like allowing yourself to have some flexibility, but just committing to engaging with a plant every day. It doesn't need to be your 2-hour watering routine. It can just look simple. And once you show up to that routine, over an extended period of time, it's going to be much easier for you to kind of find those moments of joy that you had. And also, if we talk about transitions, your plant care routine is going to transition as your life transitions, right? As your seasons of life, as you grow through your seasons of life. So just committing to kind of engaging every day kind of opens up opportunities for you to realize, you know what? Now I'm going to engage with my plants in the afternoon. Now I'm going to do it on the weekends. So anyway, engage with a plant every day. And I bet it's going to make you feel really good if you're not already. Here's another one that I feel like I've heard from a lot of people in our community. I allowed my plant number, my plant collection, and my approach to plant care to shift. I'm going to be real with you, plant friends. I lost a lot of plants this year. My moves really kind of got ahead of me. I moved in the winter. I greatly misunderestimated my light in my new home, which was a real problem. So I had some plants that kind of, I didn't realize what low light they were in until it was like a little bit too late. Cause when you're in the winter, it's like so confused. It's way more confusing to move in the winter. And also because I just had so much stuff going on, I didn't have the mindful mental space or the time in my calendar to be the mindful plant parent that I used to be and really spend like a ton of, you know, time with my plants. So I had to let my approach to plant care shift. I started letting go of plants that weren't serving me anymore. So there were some higher maintenance plants that I actually gave away and a couple that I killed because I just couldn't keep up with them. And I allowed myself to just let go of them. If I brought plants home, I was way more intentional about trying to stick with hardier plants. I let go of the fact that I used to have 150 plants, and that was like a pride. I feel like this plant number has been so popularized in social media these days, and people feel like they have to have this certain number of plants and then they have to attach to it. I really let that number go. First it was 50, then it was 80. And now like, I really couldn't even tell you how many plants I have. I'm not gonna lie to you. And I don't need to know that number for myself anymore, because I know that I'm in this transition of plant parenthood where I'm figuring out what plants work for me in this season of life and how I want to approach plant care in a happy way that doesn't make me stressed. And fixating on a plant number made me real stressed. On the flip side of that, I also allowed myself to experiment with stuff that I hadn't done before or wasn't interested in the previous years. We had a bonsai episode. Like I got a bonsai tree to like play around with. We did that Monstera node rooting episode. I rooted a Monstera alba from a node and I got to experience that plant growing process. So like I let my interest shift as well. You know, I started the beginning of the year super interested in alocasia. I'm ending the year super interested in Hoya, and that's okay. Like, you know, allow yourself to ebb and grow and shift and flow and be okay with it. And don't let your transitions mean anything about you, right? Like just keep staying curious and positive. I think curious is the name of the game really with that. So just allow yourself to be curious and unattached and let your plant collection grow alongside you in a healthy way. Because I think the key is just not letting your collection bring stress into your life. It should only bring joy. And last but not least, I've always used Planty affirmations. If you follow me on social media, you know that like I've had a couple of videos that I do like my little Planty affirmations, but I really got into this. I think affirmations are really powerful, especially when you're feeling moments of overwhelm or fear when you're in a transition, as you're moving through something and fearful of the unknown, fearful of the future. Affirmations are really helpful. And because plants resonate with me so much, and I know they resonate with our community, like finding affirmations that are kind of rooted in plant, like a planty affirmation, has been really fun. So I have Post-its all over my bathroom with these planty affirmations. I say them to myself all the time. I'm going to share a few of them with you now in case you might want to use them moving forward. So the one that I'm using a lot lately is I'm growing beautifully. I'm growing beautifully. Another one is I honor your dormancy and trust that you will wake up when it's time. So you can also just kind of make that even shorter and say, I honor my dormancy. I honor my dormancy and trust that I'll wake up when it's time. And you can use these on yourself or your plants. But the thought is you can use them on your plants and then hopefully slowly use them on yourself. Another one that I've really been enjoying is unfurl your leaves or unfurl yourself and expand into your greatest potential. So unfurl your leaves and yourself and expand into your greatest potential. And as we've been growing this business and as I've been, you know, settling in new homes, that visual of a monstera leaf unfurling and just opening and opening and opening and stretching and reaching towards the sun is a really beautiful thing to think about as you look at your life, you know? And then another one that I've talked about on the podcast, I have a podcast episode way back in the feed called Grow at Your Own Rate. But everyone is growing at their own rate, just like plants all grow at their own rate, and you're exactly where you need to be. Another simple but powerful one. And one last one, but you are deserving of love, nutrients, and kindness. You can interpret that however you want. So those are a couple of practices that have really been serving me lately, and I share them with you in hopes that they can serve you. If you use any of the practices, if you look at a plant before you look at a screen in the morning, if you commit to engaging with plants every day, especially if you listen to this episode at the beginning of the year, like maybe commit to, you know, every day in January, engaging with a plant every day, seeing what that brings forth for you, accepting and allowing the transitions in your plant collection that are happening and your planty affirmations. If you end up using any of them, please let me know because I'd love to hear. I'd love to know. You can, you know, share them with me on Instagram or in the Garden Party platform or however you want, but please share. I'd love to see how you're applying them to your life. So last but not least, plant friends, I wanted to kind of make a big announcement today. I'm sharing this only on the podcast and not on social media yet because I know I mentioned this earlier, but I really feel a special connection to this listener base. And as Bloom and Grow Media grows and we expand beyond the podcast to the YouTube and the TikTok and the social media and the platform and all those things, like Bloom and Grow Radio podcast is always going to be where it started for me. And this listener base, I feel like, is always going to be one of my most special communities that I cherish. So yeah, I'm sharing this with you before I share it elsewhere. And I think I'm actually maybe going to get in trouble for sharing it. I don't think I'm supposed to share it publicly yet, but I feel like audio is different. So plant friends, another huge transition that I went through this year that I haven't been able to share yet is that I wrote a book. I got a book deal out of nowhere in 2020, and 2021 was sitting down and learning how to write a book in real time. Holy moly. I'm so lucky. I'm so thankful for this writing experience, and I'm so proud of the book. I'm very lucky that a listener of this show happens to be a very fancy editor for a very fancy publisher and approached me. Shout out to Gwen. Gwen approached me to see if I was interested in writing a book about the intersection of plant care and self-care, which is obviously something I'm super interested in. That's like all I think about and talk about on the show. And so we started evaluating what that would look like. And in January, after our first move into the woods, I was able to write the book. And I know I've shared that this year has been super transitional for me. And the irony of the fact that I wrote this book like in the most stressful period season of my life was definitely not lost on me. And actually, in moments when I was really struggling with that overwhelm and the transition, I carried some shame about it. But then I realized, oh my gosh, this is why I'm supposed to write this book. These plant care practices that I've listed above, and you know, these are a few of the practices that are listed in the book, but the book is all about how we can use plants to cultivate more joy in our lives in so many different ways. These practices that used to just be kind of added moments of fun in my life before 2020 kind of became lifelines. And these practices really carried me through 2021. And yeah, I'm thankful for them. And I'm so proud of this book. It's called Growing Joy, The Plant Lover's Guide to Cultivating Happiness in Plants. It's coming out in June 2022. It is available for pre-order, so I will include the links. I know we're like a little far out. June seems really far away still, but I just got a mock-up of the book. It's so special. I can't wait to share more about it with you. I'm so excited. I feel like it's going to help a lot of people. So anyway, I'm going to close out with a short reading from the book that I'm once again just sharing with our listener community for now, but I'm sharing this reading and I shared these practices, and this whole episode is really just about leveling with you, plant friends. Wherever you are, whatever transition you might be growing through, I see you and I'm here for you. And I'm sharing these personal insights. Today's episode feels highly personal, a little vulnerable for me, but I'm sharing these personal insights in hopes that they are helpful to you in your moments of change or stress, because I know that is just something we are all going and growing through right now. So I'm going to leave you with a few lines from my book. I'm a little nervous my publisher is going to get mad at me for doing this. But anyway, we're going to close out the year with a few lines from Growing Joy. They're from the note from the author. I'm the author, by the way, at the beginning of the book, where I talk about the importance of caring for plants and how plants can really serve our wellness and our souls in good times and in bad. And although this book is referencing the practices and the stories and the content that's in the book, I really think these sentences can reflect our passion for and our connection to plants, our commitment to growing alongside of them, and this community approach to plant care that we're cultivating in Bloom and Grow. So I'm so excited to continue to cultivate this community and create high quality educational resources for you to help you on your journeys. I know that we've all planted beautiful seeds of promise, positivity, and hope that are going to burst forth and germinate and blossom in 2022. I hope you continue to grow with me in 2022. We've got so many exciting things in store with this book and the Garden Society and the Garden Party and so many amazing episodes that we've got planned for the podcast. Like I said, I promise shorter ads, more streamlined content in 2022. But also, like I mentioned, my virtual door is always open to your feedback, your insights, and your updates. I'm excited. And I'm also super excited to conduct another listener survey early next year. I can't wait to share that with you soon. So without further ado, here's a selection from Growing Joy by yours truly. Holy moly, I wrote a book. Okay, here we go. Growing joy isn't about the actual plants we cultivate. It's about the feelings that result from witnessing life from a new perspective. It's not only about celebrating new growth and blooms, but also about honoring and trusting the dormancy and lost leaves of our lives. It's about honoring the seasons our plants and us go through and trusting that they are cyclical and will return when it's time. When we can root ourselves in that perspective, anything is possible. I've written this book about joy, not because it comes easily, but because I've had seasons where I've struggled to find it, and plants have always been the answer to my search. Like our plants, joy ebbs and flows. It grows and dies back. It shapeshifts. It evolves. It's sometimes easy to find and sometimes rather elusive. Regardless, we all need more of it in our lives. I don't claim to have all the answers, but I do know that if you are open to it, this plant care, self-care stuff works. No matter what season of life you're in, whether you're simply looking for some fun ways to enliven your days, suggestions for how to take the next step in plant parenthood, or maybe you're looking for something deeper. Wherever you are, I see you and I'm here for you. Let's grow some joy together, one leaf at a time. Plant friends, I am so excited to continue growing joy together as a community in 2022. And as always, helping you keep blooming and keep growing. Thanks for a beautiful year. I'll see you in 2022. Plant friends, propagate knowledge and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.